Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's always a pleasure. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes by email every Sunday. It's free. Got you an article there, a main article about something that will have something to do with you doing a better job of operating your small business, as well as a shorter article, typically a little more motivational, inspirational, and then followed by our schedule, the schedule of the show for the week ahead. And that comes by email every Sunday, gets you ready for the week ahead. And I really think that if you join the happy throng of over 10,000 people who subscribe to our publication, I think you'll like it. And if you decide that you don't like it, we'll take it away. You can unsubscribe. We even give you the ability to do it yourself. Take yourself off of our list, right there at the bottom of the email. And also, don't forget our blog, which is at the homepage at smallbusinessadvocate.com, or you can go to jimsblog.biz. And don't forget all the other things that are there. You know, folks, I've told you about this in the past. But we've got news out from the SBA, and it just came out this year, that 50% of small businesses fail in the first 4 years. Now, this is news because that number used to be 5 years, but for some reason, the failure rate of small businesses has accelerated to where 50% are now gone in 4 years. And that number really troubled me. That number really, that statistic really bothered me, because that doesn't make me happy. As hard as we work around here to give you the maximum opportunity to be successful, it really troubles me that things are still going south for some of you. And so that's the reason why I've been focusing on some things that are not everyday things. You know, we talk about everything that you can think of about operating a small business on this show, but some of the things I've been working on the Small Business Survival Course that I've been talking about for a few weeks now, and that I will be talking to about for about 3 more weeks. These are some things that might not be as obvious to you, especially if you've got some 20th century baggage. It might not be as obvious to you as I think it ought to be, and that's the reason why I've been pulling some of these issues out on the table and putting them on the table for you to think about. And the first one that I want you to think about, I want you to think about this word. I want you to write this word down. This is going to be on the test, folks. Integrate. I want you to write down the word integrate. I want you to sear that into your brain. I want you to have it tattooed on the palm of your hand. Integrate. And here's why I think that's such a big deal. If you're going to have the maximum opportunity to be successful with your customers in the 21st century, you cannot just sell them stuff. You cannot just open your door and wait for them to come in. And once they come in, you can't just say, "Can I help you?" and let them buy your stuff, give you their money, and walk out the door. If you do that, folks, that is so 20th century. That is so last century. That is so ancient history. And I know some of you are saying, "Well, what could be wrong when a customer comes in and buys your stuff? Obviously, you're doing a good job." Okay, I'll give you that. But have you made any kind of a connection with that customer? Did they come in there because you had what they wanted? Or did they come in there because they really liked the idea of buying it from you? Either because you made them feel better about it, or because you did something that they felt was important to them. It was critical that not only that they come to see you, but that they get what you had to sell, but that they buy it from you. Now I want to break those 2 points down for a minute. If they need something, it's critical that they buy it. a service or a product, guess what? You don't have the lock on that. You don't have the franchise on that. You can't corner the market on that, because everything you and I need, whether it's a service or a product, everything, literally everything you and I need, can be bought six ways from Sunday within a half a mile of wherever we are, for most of us, and about 10,000 places on the internet without even leaving my home. Still in my bunny slippers, I can buy whatever I need, just about anything I want, service and including services, online. So this thing that I need, this thing that your customers need and want, they can get that somewhere else. So why would they come to see you? Why would they do that? The only way you can guarantee that they will do that is if you do something that makes them not only, when they think about whatever it is that they need, the second thought that they have after they think about what they need or want, the second thought is, I must get this from John or Sue or Bill. I must get this from them for whatever reason. It might be because you made them feel so good the last time they were in there. You made them feel appreciated. You made them feel wanted. You remembered them. You remembered something about them. You remembered something that they wanted. You trained your people to do the same thing. That's why they came back. And that's part of integration. You've integrated yourself into their thought process. Now that's for the retailers. That little soliloquy there was for the retailers. That was for the folks who have, you know, small tickets, business to consumer, B2C. That's for those kind of folks. Now, integration for B2B is different. Not completely different, but somewhat different. When you're doing B2B, business to business, that's a different kind of a transaction, a different kind of decision-making process. Typically, B2C is a little more, you know, it has the opportunity to be a little more emotional than business to business is. Business to business is less emotional. And integration, being integrated with your customers, like I was just talking about, where in B2C you get integrated into their thought process, into their emotions. With business to business, you get integrated into their operation. When we come back, I'm going to talk about that. Very important, folks. This is 21st century stuff, and I don't think you'll make it if you don't understand what I'm talking about. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Stevie Nicks. Great singer, great songwriter, great performer. Part of a great band, Fleetwood Mac. Yeah, can't do without those guys. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Talking about integration. That's right. You know, I was talking to you. I gave you a little food for thought on the retail side, on the B2C side, the business consumer side, how to integrate with your customers. But when you're going B2B, when you're working with businesses, integration is different. It's less emotional. And it's more fundamental, it's more operational, and it's more, you know, it's more logical. And I know I've talked about this before, folks, but I really think this is critical. Small business owners today have the technology, and we're going to talk about this a little bit next week too, because we're going to talk about how technology will help you do this. But we have the power today to do some things that we never had the power to do before. And it allows you to have the ability to go to a business customer and actually say to them, you know, I want to integrate. I want to be, and you wouldn't make your pitch this way, folks. But we'll have to do that. We'll have to work on that another day. But basically what you're trying to do is you're trying to get integrated into their operation, because once you get integrated, it's a whole lot easier to it's a whole lot harder to not do business with you. I want you to think about becoming an integrated partner with your customers. And here's an example, and this is my favorite example, and you may have heard me say it before, but it's classic. You've been delivering products to businesses. And I know who you are. I've seen you over the years. I know what you look like. You've got trucks, and your trucks are dropping off the stuff at the dock. And there's John on the dock who receives your stuff, counts it, and signs off on it, and takes it inside, puts it in a closet or a warehouse or whatever. And somehow what you delivered gets distributed throughout the company, throughout your customer's business, his operation. And that's how you've been doing it. That's how people have been doing it for years, for centuries. But what I want you to do as a small business owner, I want you to talk to your customers about your business customers about how to go beyond the dock, how to get beyond the dock. And when I say dock, you can think of it literally if you want to, but if you're having a hard time getting your head around a loading dock, because maybe that's not where how your stuff goes in, use the dock as a metaphor. Let's use it as a metaphor. I don't care whether you load it on a dock or walk it in the front door, if you come down the chimney, I don't care how you get it there. What I want you to think about is doing something beyond where you stop delivering. I want you to think about what's going on in that business, that customer's business, beyond where you stop. So you deliver your stuff to the loading dock, this literal or metaphorical loading dock. You deliver the stuff to the dock, you drop it off now. What if you said to your customer, okay, Mr. Customer, where does this go after we leave it? The paper, the chemicals, the aluminum, the whatever it might be, the grease, the gasoline, whatever it might be. Where does this go after we drop it off? Get them to tell you that. Then say to them, how would it help you if we went a little bit further? How would it help you if you told us where it needed to go, to the end user maybe, and we actually took it all the way in? Now, again, you can think of what I'm saying literally, or you can think of it metaphorically. I want you to take the blinders off and think about the different ways that you work with your customers, your business customers. This segment is just about B2B. B2C, you had your segment last time. Think about your business customers and what is it that you could do that would be taking one more step inside of their operation. Maybe two more steps if you can get away with it. Somehow get inside so that you now become a part of the operation of their business. You're a critical component. If you're not there, they've already reassigned some employees now, because you've been taking over some of the service for them. It might involve you having to get some more insurance. That's fine. That's cost effective. But get inside the business so that you're no longer just a vendor. You're no longer just a vendor. You're now an integrated partner. You're an integrated vendor. You're somebody who's part of their operation. Now you get invited to meetings. Now when they're talking about how the operation is working, you get invited to meetings because you're part of the operation. Now when there's a problem to be solved, a challenge to be dealt with, an opportunity to be taken advantage of, you get invited to meetings. How can you, let's get our vendor in here to get them to help us. Have you seen the commercial where the guy is looking for so-and-so? The boss is looking for this guy, and he says, where does he work? And somebody says, well, sir, he's not really an employee. He's one of our vendors. And the boss says, wow, he was doing such a great job. I wanted to give him a raise. He thought the guy was an employee. That's what I want you to do. I want your employees to act like, for your customers to think your employees are their employees. That's integration, folks. And that's a huge key to your success in the 21st century. And you can write that on a rock. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back with Dr. William Dunkelberg after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.